perceive that it's being given to us.
And I think that that's in some of my communication, sort of on the periphery of the media and whatnot. Yeah, there still are hard feelings from the Portland fan base. And, you know, they'll make smart-ass cracks and that kind of thing, too. And so, you know, it's interesting. I mean, maybe to some degree that has helped to build what is actually a pretty good rivalry between the two teams.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I don't think that it's, for me and them, that's the biggest thing. I think it was the commissioner, you know, there was some problems there. But, you know, if Doug Piper, the president of the Portland Winterhawks, needs anything, he knows to call me, and I do whatever I can for him, just like I do for any other guy. And I, when a chair, a governor has a problem with the commissioner, my job is to be the guy that they deal with.
Right.
And it's the same as meetings. If, you know, there's an issue with the commissioner, then I'm the guy that, you know, runs the meeting after that goes on, and we discuss it. And, you know, whenever somebody has something taken away from them or penalized, there's an issue. And usually that's where I fall into the line where you're kind of the guy that they come to and you have to try and work it through with them. And at times, go back to the commissioner and say, you know, I think you should reconsider this or look at this a little bit closer. But from the Kelowna Rockets standpoint, we don't get any of that. If our guys are getting this, then we get it. There's not much arguing.
You know, it's funny when I think, you know, just again, I've followed things over the years too. You know, before you guys had a draft, a draft, you know, Portland might have been one of the organizations that really pushed things.
They did.
You know, the just, you know, Ken Hodge and some of those things, but you know, it's just interesting how time passes.
Well, but like I said early on, Glenn, they were the first guys. They had Wayne Meyer was their head scout. They were the only team that had a guy that solely traveled. And what people wouldn't understand today is scouting today, and Lauren Fried tell you this, is way, way easier than it used to be, because these kids are in these academies or on, you know, their midget teams or Bantam teams is all we're looking at mostly. They're all in these structured tournaments. So you go in and they're all rolled right out and you see them all. In the days of when we first started, you drove around to every small town and looked for players. You know, really the last guy we probably found through that was Shea Weber. And Lorne would have seen him. He'd been missed on the radar and caught him in Sycamose or somewhere, or probably at one of our camps.
Right.
And then, you know, he was one of the last guys. Him and Josh Georges. Duncan Keith was another guy that, you know, we found. But today, that'll never happen because these players are all corralled in these elite programs. So we see them, and then you evaluate them and make your decisions there.
That's how Calgary ends up with a guy like Jake Bean that nobody found. It's sort of an academy type thing, but boy, right in the
Well, back I, th- there. I think there was a, in his case, he wasn't really interested in moving anywhere, and probably the hitman had an inside line there on him.
John, absolutely.
His dad was working for the Flames. Well, but anyway,
yeah.
I think the other one is that's interesting is when I first started in this business, we used to try and have traveling salesmen as our scouts, because in those days you would have guys that would be out on the road selling in small towns. They'd be on the road for a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we first call was the best thing for him at night was to be in the rink in the small town that he's in selling at the hardware store or whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And we had a few of those, I know when I was in Saskatoon, guys that, you know, that occupied their time, which was important for them. So
those guys stayed at Imperial 400 motels around the province.
Yep.
I worked for John Ramey for 7 years on sales and marketing and that kind of thing. And those were guys I would sit and have coffee with. And you could tell the guys that were having coffee at 8 o'clock at night. But it's interesting, because those guys were all over the place.
We don't have to do that anymore. But you would have a guy up in Hudson Bay that night selling stuff to the hardware store or whatever. And then, you know, the next day he might be in Watson.
They were all over the place. Nomads. Yeah.
So those were the original real scouts of our business.
Hmm. So we fast forward here. Obviously, there's been success, business success, hockey success in Kelowna. Maybe some general thoughts on just your feel for the market. There's got to be gratitude, but certainly mutual expectations, right?
Oh yeah. Well, this has been a great hockey market, and with that comes the expectations that you have to have a competitive product on the ice all the time, which mm-hmm. in some ways is a little bit unfair because in our case, we haven't had any off years here for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so expectations are high all the time, and there's a cycle attached to this. And fortunately for us, we've been able to work our way through the cycle. This year, we're seeing exactly what happens when you throw all your anchors in the water at the same time, mm-hmm. and that was Draisaitl and Morrissey. So this is the first year. Well, this is the culmination of that, those trades, those players that would have been our early picks. We don't have them. Mm-hmm. So this team is built, just put together with pieces that we went out and found, and Lauren did a great job, and we were fortunate to, have a chance to get foot boys and things like that, which have helped us a lot. Mm-hmm. But we had to make, and it's credit to our coaches, we had to make some average players better players, and they've done a good job of that. But with the market, we're often thought of as, one of the top three or four franchises in the country, which is great.
It's a nice compliment.
It's a great compliment, but we need to still not forget that things change. You got to keep changing with the times, and that's one of the areas where I think you'll see us move more and more into that next year with the cup, and probably try to change a bit of what goes on in the facility at times. And we're in a situation where probably our building, the technology inside our building, is ready to be upgraded somewhere along the way to help make that happen, like it does in other centers. So, sure. But from a purely, affair with the fans and the city, we've committed ourselves to doing whatever it takes within the city to help when someone needs something. And we've always been, we've made sure to not forget where we came from when things need to be handed out and people need help. And we as a family, more than any, take pride in that, what we've been able to accomplish here. But I often say I'm just Bruce from Saskatoon, but Kelowna's my home now, and my kids were raised here, and so I feel very fortunate. I think I can speak for my entire family. We all are very, very, very fortunate that we've got the opportunity to live here.